السلام عليكم جميعا ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الحمد لله الذي يجيبني حين أناديه ويستر علي كل عورة وأنا أعصيه، ويعظم النعمة علي فلا أجازيه. نحمده ونسبحه ونقدسه على آلائه ونعمائه، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، إلها واحدا أحدا فردا صمدا قيوما، نؤمن له بالربوبية ونقر له بالعبودية. من يهدي الله فهو المهتدي، ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا. ونشهد أن سيدنا محمدًا عبده ورسوله، أرسله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك وترحم على محمد وآل محمد، كأفضل ما صليت وسلمت وباركت وترحمت على إبراهيم وآل إبراهيم في العالمين، إنك حميد مجيد. وصل اللهم وسلم على جميع الأنبياء والمرسلين والأوصياء والصديقين وعترة نبيك الطيبين الطاهرين والصفوة من أصحابه المنتجبين ومن تبعهم بإحسان وإيمان إلى يوم الدين. عباد الله، أوصيكم وأوصي نفسي بتقوى الله ولزوم أمره. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى والذي قدر فهدى. صدق الله العلي العظيم. There are two types of divine guidance in this universe. One is al-hidayatul takwiniyya, the guidance that is related to our daily life activities, to our food, drink, social life, marriage, sleep, rest, fun, and the rest of it. Al-hidayatu takwiniyya. الذي خلق فسوى والذي قدر فهدى. And this type of guidance aims to take us to the physical perfection. Remember, physical perfection. ما من دابة، الله سبحانه وتعالى says in Surah Hud. Hud is chapter 11, verse 85. ما من دابة. Whatever creature there is in this universe, illa huwa akhidhun binasiyatiha. But the Lord is holding its forelock, guiding it, guiding every creature in this universe, guiding it to its natural course. Who taught animals in the jungle to go and hunt for food, to search for food, to distinguish the enemy from the friend? These are inspiration. وَأَوْحَى رَبُّكَ إِلَى النَّحْلِ. In Surah An-Nahl, the bee, God says, I, your Lord, have inspired the bee. So these type of inspirations are part of the second and the first kind of guidance, hidayah, al-hidayah al-takwiniyah. And humans share this type of guidance with the rest of the creatures in this universe, with animals and other creatures. They all benefit from this type of guidance because God is the creator and God is the guide too. When you purchase a vehicle from the dealership, there is a booklet which we never make note of it until we sell the car. After 10 years, we realize there is, you know, a booklet in the compartment. Unless you lose something and you are searching for it, you find that booklet. They tell you how to take care of this vehicle, how to maintain it, how to drive it, how to utilize it. Blueprint. God said, I have given you blueprint of how to take care of your physical needs. That is the first type of guidance, al-hidayah to takwiniyah, that aims into physical and material perfection. And we share it with other creatures. However, there is a second type of guidance that is exclusively for human. It's for humans, it's not for animals, not for other creatures, and that is al-hidayah to tashri'iyah, the moral and the spiritual guidance that aims to get us into the spiritual and moral perfection in this life. Al-hidayah to tashri'iyah. And that type, the second type of guidance, we don't share it with other creatures. Animals would not enjoy it. Animals are deprived from this type of guidance because they don't need it. Animals are not created to journey on the path of moral perfection. Animals are animals. They stay where they are. But the humans, they don't stay where they are. They move. They move forward. They grow. They mature. They become more responsible. They become more conscious. They become more kind in this life, day by day. Every day that passes by, every 24 hours, every night that passes by, it is required from us to move forward. To move forward. Every day. Amir al-Mu'mineen says, if you don't learn new things in this day, if you don't improve your character in this day, then you are a loser. مَنْ تَسَاوَى يَوْمَاهُ فَهُوَ مَغْبُونَ وَمَنْ كَانَ أَمْسُهُ أَفْضَلَ مِنْ يَوْمِهِ فَهُوَ مَلْعُونَ. He who has his 2 days are equal, he's مَغْبُونَ, loser, from غُبْ, a loss. And if your yesterday is better than today, then you are cursed. This is even a bigger loss. So your today has to be better than yesterday, and tomorrow has to be better than today. Not in terms of making money. Yes, you may make more money, it's okay. But here the hadith says, in terms of being a better person, more responsible towards your family, towards your community, towards your own self. You have to be more responsible when it comes to yourself. Never cheapen yourself and never belittle yourself. And never sell yourself cheap in the market. Acknowledge yourself and appreciate yourself and your value that God has given you. Therefore, you have to go to the right place. Don't go to the wrong place. You have to eat the right food. Do not eat the wrong food. You have to be in the company of the right people. Don't be in the company of the wrong people. These are responsibilities. Every gesture, every motion, every step that we take has to be a responsible one. I mentioned last week, even when we speak, we have to be responsible. We have to be more responsible when we deliver a sentence or a speech. Or we send an email. We have to think of the consequences. Because we have to journey on this path of moral perfection, al-hidayah to takwiniyah. And within this moral perfection, there are two stages too, not just one stage. And these two stages are mentioned in chapter 69, Surah Al-Haqqah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Haqqah, He says, لِنَجْعَلَهَا لَكُمْ تَذْكِرَةً وَتَعِيَهَا أُذُنٌ وَاعِيَةٌ, that we make it a reminder for you and that attentive ears might take heed. Two stages. The first stage, we make it a reminder. A reminder. We show you the path. That is the first stage of the moral perfection. Al-Hidayatul Tashri'iyah. It has two stages, A and B. Stage A, we show you the path. We send you messengers. We send you divine books, divine scriptures. We inspire you with messages of goodness and wholesomeness and kindness. We keep reminding you. لِنَجْعَلَهَا لَكُمْ تَذْكِرَةً. تَذْكِرَةً. Tazkira, what is the meaning of tazkira? In the Farsi, tazkira means bilit. You buy a ticket. But this is not a ticket. Tazkira is a reminder. Tadakkur. Fadakkir inna dhikra tanfa'u al-mu'mineen. Keep reminding. God keeps reminding us because He already sent us the message in the past. Even before our physical being, we received this message. So He keeps reminding us day after day. It's like a mother who keeps reminding her kids about their responsibilities. A teacher who keeps reminding his students about their homework. We need to be reminded. This life is about remembering because we tend to forget. We are like kids. I know some kids, they are smart, they are intelligent, but they have to be reminded every day, 10 times every day. Every 2 hours, you have to tell him, do your homework. Speak the truth. Be good. Be nice to your sister. Do this, do that. You have to keep... We are kids. This is the truth about us. We are like small kids. We need to be reminded. لِنَجْعَلَهَا. God says we send those messengers and books so they remind you. So this is the first stage. Stage A, to remind you, to show you the path. To tell you this is the right path and that is the wrong. Follow the right one. Inna hadaynahu as-sabil imma shakiran wa imma kafura. We show him the way. Whether he wants to believe or disbelieve, it's up to him. But we show him the way. We put the signs. We say, follow this path, this road. Do not go off-road. If you go to certain national parks, they tell you, do not stride off this path. It's dangerous. Allah says always, He keeps putting signs for us. Don't stride out of this path. Stay within this path of guidance. This is stage A. And this stage A also is provided for the entire humanity, not just for the Muslims. Because God is the Lord of the Jews and the Christians and the Buddhists and the Hindus and the atheists and the good and the bad. He's their Lord. So He's responsible for them. God does not have a prejudice. God does not say, I withdraw my message from those who disobey me. I would not give them. God gives those who obey Him as well as those who disobey Him. So He sends His message to all. لِنَجْعَلَهَا لَكُمْ تَذْكِرَةً. We remind all of you. This is number one. Stage two, when you follow that path, when you heed the call and you honor path A, God is going to provide you with path B. The reinforcement of this guidance, because you deserve now. When you do well, a student who does well in school, they give him a scholarship. Students with straight A's, they receive scholarship. But students with straight F's, I don't know whether we have straight F's. I hope not, inshallah. They don't receive anything. They get kicked out of their parents' home too. Because they don't deserve it. They don't act responsible. When you don't act responsible, even your parents would not respect you anymore. So Allah says that plan B, لِنَجْعَلَهَا لَكُمْ تَذْكِرَةً. Plan B is what? وتعيها أذن واعية وتعيها أذن واعية. And then you're going to heed the call. When you follow the path and God finds you to be sincere and dedicated on plan A, He's going to enforce you and support you with His guidance, further guidance. You deserve further aid and guidance. وَتَعِيَهَا أُذُنٌ وَاعِيَةٌ. أُذُن, the ears, which is listening. Because some of these ears are not listening. They are deaf. لَهُمْ قُلُوبٌ لَا يَفْقَهُونَ بِهَا وَلَهُمْ أَعْيُنٌ لَا يُبْصِرُونَ بِهَا وَلَهُمْ آذَانٌ لَا يَسْمَعُونَ بِهَا. Some people, they have ears, but these ears are useless. When they hear the لَهُ, the ears listens very well. When there is a music and dancing and lagu and vanity, the ears is very sharp. But when there is maw'idha and advice, the ears does not listen. Allah says those who follow plan A, my guidance, and they heed the call, they're going to have a listening ears. وَتَعِيَهَا أُذُنٌ وَعِيَهَا. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, he says, when this ayah came in the Quran, وَتَعِيَهَا أُذُنٌ وَاعِيَةٌ سَأَلْتُ رَبِّي أَنْ يَجْعَلَهَا فِي عَلِيِّ بْنِ أَبِي طَالِبِ عَلَيْهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ. I asked my Lord that the first example of أُذُنٌ وَاعِيَةٌ, listening ears, would be my first lieutenant and a friend and companion and son and son-in-law, Ali ibn Abi Talib. And therefore Ali says, مَا سَمِعْتُ شَيْئًا عَنْ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ فَنَسِيتُهُ. Never I heard something the Prophet says, whether ayah, verse or hadith, then I would forget it. I would never forget whatever I listen from the Prophet. I store it in my mind, in my soul. وَتَعِيَهَا أُذُنٌ وَعَيَةٌ. And we ask Allah to bestow on us this type of ear, a listening ear, that can guide us. The benefit of that, you will be safe in this life. And you are, if you are safe, you would be happy. If you journey on a safe path, definitely you're going to be secure. And you're going to be happy. And you're going to see the result of your hard work in this life and in the hereafter. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر. وصلى الله وسلم على سيدنا محمد وأهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين, نحمده ونسبحه ونقدسه ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. أرسله بالهدى والدين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك وترحم على محمد وآل محمد كأفضل ما صليت وسلمت وباركت وترحمت على إبراهيم وآل إبراهيم في العالمين, إنك حميد مجيد. وصل اللهم وسلم على عترة نبيك علي أمير المؤمنين وقائد الغر المحجلين, وعلى البضعة الطاهرة فاطمة الزهراء سيدة نساء العالمين, وعلى سطي نبي الرحمة وسيدي شباب أهل الجنة الحسن والحسين عليهما السلام, وعلى علي بن الحسين ومحمد بن علي وجعفر بن محمد وموسى بن جعفر وعلي بن موسى ومحمد بن علي وعلي بن محمد والحسن بن علي والخلف الهادي المهدي, عجل الله تعالى فرجه وسهل مخرجه وجعلنا من أنصاره وأعوانه. عباد الله, أوصيكم وأوصي نفسي بتقوى الله ولزوم أمره. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وابتغِ فيما آتاك الله الدار الآخرة ولا تنس نصيبك من الدنيا وأحسن كما أحسن الله إليك ولا تبغِ الفساد في الأرض إن الله لا يحب المفسدين. صدق الله العلي العظيم. For every human, there are three main types of needs that have to be fulfilled and satisfied. Number one, the physical. Number two, the intellectual. And number three, the spiritual. And I'm going to speak about the first two today, and postpone the third one until next week, inshallah. The first is the physical need that has to be satisfied and met, beginning with your body, with this gift that God has bestowed upon you, with these organs that are functioning very well, and God wants you to utilize them for your own betterment, for your own welfare. The body has to be, number one, fed in a right way. Today we live in a society that there are some individuals who take advantage of us at the expense of our health and our children's health. They make money, they don't care. Allah says, do not put any food in your mouth. فَلْيَنْظُرِ الْإِنسَانُ إِلَىٰ طَعَامِهِ. Examine the food that you eat. Not any food are permitted to be eaten or consumed. Be careful, especially the young generations. Many of these fast food chains, they are not healthy. Be careful of what you eat. Every bite that you put in your mouth has to be examined. It has to be safe. It has to be healthy. Avoid junk food. Even if it tastes delicious in your mouth, but it is junk. It's junk. Someone was telling me, say it, but wine is tasty. Why wine is haram? I said, maybe it's tasty in your mouth, but when it goes inside your body, it becomes a poison for your soul. Not everything that is tasty means it is healthy. Be careful. Stay away from smoking. Maybe 50 years ago we did not understand the danger of smoking and cigarettes. Nowadays even kids who are 2 years old, they know that. Stay away from it. There is no excuse for you to keep smoking. Don't destroy your body. Don't destroy your lung, your heart, your mind. Stay away from intoxicants. Drugs, alcohol, stay away from them. Any drink, any food that has an adverse effect on your health, you have to stay away from it. Keep your body strong and healthy. If you lose your health, you are not going to enjoy this life. I assure you, it's not fun anymore. When you get sick, when you can't walk, when you can't see, when you can't hear, then it's not fun anymore. You become disabled. And it's not good for you or your family. God wants you to preserve this body until the last minute of your life. And then the second step, after healthy food, exercise. You have to exercise nowadays. We sit in an office for several hours. Even when we return home, we sit on the couch watching TV for another several hours, which is not good for your heart. Try to exercise. You, the father, be a model for your family. The mother has to be a model. And exercise and encourage your family to exercise. And we are not short on equipment in this country, alhamdulillah. Neither we are short on clubs. We can find them left and right. If you don't go to the club, go to the nearby park and walk. We have safe streets, safe neighborhoods, safe recreation areas. Take some time. I know we are very busy in this life, but our health is a priority, my friends. Number three is cleanliness, which is the heart of our faith and religion. An-nadhafatul iman. An-nadhafatul iman. I have not found this phrase in any other religion, neither in any other divine book, but the Islamic one. An-nadhafatul iman. Not min al-iman. Al-iman. One of the most important materialization and embodiments of faith is when you are clean. Take care of your body. Shower. Shower not only once a day, twice a day. Twice a day you may shower. Why do we do wudu several times a day? To keep ourselves clean. Take care of your body. The list is long. I don't want to teach you here basics. I'm not here to teach basics, but we know. Take care of your body. Clean your body. Maintain your body. This body is a source of attraction and a beauty, not just physical, but spiritual. If you don't clean yourself, you cannot even concentrate spiritually on your prayers, on your dua, on your Quran. You can't. Clean yourself. Clean yourself. And clean your house, and clean your room, and clean your car, and clean your desk, and clean your dress, everything. Unfortunately, some Muslims do not give good example when it comes to nadhafa and cleanliness and hygiene. They are the worst example. Believe me. They are the worst example. I don't want to bring up the example of Hajj every day here. And Arafat and Muzdalifa and Mina and all these places. So we have to set the example for others in preserving hygiene and cleanliness. And nadhafatul iman. And nadhaf, teach your children. When you teach them when they are young, they're going to embrace this when they are old. Why do we see some old people do not take care of their cleanliness? Because of the shortcomings of their parents. When they were young, the parents did not remind them. This is number one. Physical needs are important. Second is the intellectual need. There is something here in your head called the brain. The most precious. The most precious gift that has been endowed upon us and given to us by God. God Himself says the most precious gift is aql and a brain. Maintain it. Take care of it. Protect it. Develop your brain. Develop it by how? By seeking knowledge. Educate yourself. Allah says those who are educated are not equal with those who are not educated. قُلْ هَلْ يَسْتَوِي الَّذِينَ يَعْلَمُونَ وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. Today the worth, the value of an individual in the community, not by the accessories that he or she wears, neither by the car that he or she drives, but by the knowledge that he carries, by the knowledge that he learns. Every single day is an opportunity for us to advance intellectually, to advance, to learn. طلب العلم فريضة على كل مسلم ومسلمة. Countries that deny women to learn are backward countries, are un-Islamic countries, even if they pray 10 times a day. When they don't appreciate the value of knowledge and they deprive their daughters and their sisters from going to school, from ilm, when the imam, a Salafi imam, stands and he says, don't send them to school. Give them some money. God created women just to serve him and to serve men. This is the ideology of Salafism today. God created women just to serve him, ibadah, and to serve men. This is why we have Daesh. We have ISIS, we have Qaeda. They are the result of this backward mentality. When they have no respect for their mothers and their wives and their daughters, then they would not have respect for anyone. Anyone. I can't believe someone who abuses his son, his daughter, his mother, his sister, who can be kind to others. The first journey begins with the female in your house. If you respect your mother, then you will have the tawfiq to respect your father and to respect others. But if you disrespect your mother, you disrespect your wife, your sisters, you would never be able to respect anyone. So talabul ilm, it's mandatory. Encourage them to use their brain. A female who can use her brain is much better for you as a husband, as a father, as a neighbor. She will bring peace and stability to her society. She will bring worth to her community. While ignorant mothers and wives, they will bring disaster to their communities. They cannot teach their kids, let alone others, or they teach them the wrong stuff. The hadith says, listen to this amazing hadith. مَنْ أَرَادَ الدُّنْيَا فَعَلَيْهِ بِالْعِلْمِ وَمَنْ أَرَادَ الْآخِرَةَ فَعَلَيْهِ بِالْعِلْمِ وَمَنْ أَرَادَهُمَا مَعًا فَعَلَيْهِ بِالْعِلْمِ. The Prophet says, if you seek the dunya, you must study. You must seek knowledge. Because without college degree, you find no place to work. No one would respect you. If you seek akhirah, then seek knowledge. Because knowing God and knowing the right values, it's only through the window of knowledge, not ignorance. And if you seek both, again you have to seek knowledge. If you seek dunya, this life, and the hereafter, again you have to seek knowledge. So there is no runaway from knowledge. You can't say, I have my father left me money, I have enough money to survive, I don't need to go to college. This is wrong. I'd rather people respect me for my knowledge than my money. The real respect when it comes to your knowledge, because they are respecting your brain. While the money, if they respect you for your money, they are respecting you for your pocket. If the pocket is full, they respect you. One day the pocket becomes empty, they disrespect you. The real respect, the one that is attained by knowledge, by understanding, by openness. The more you study, the more you become open. The more you study, the more you get closer to God. Yesterday I attended the funeral, the memorial for Dr. Ahmed Zuwayr, the winner of Nobel Prize in Chemistry from Caltech. And I was amazed to see that his entire family are scholars. His daughter is a chemist like him, Maha. His other daughter is a gynecologist, a doctor. His son graduated from Georgetown, the other one. A family of scholars, good for them. I admire scholars. Listen, I don't care whether they pray or they don't pray. I admire them when they take life seriously and they present the humanity with good service. This is what God wants us to do. To serve the humanity. And they are a role model. And I pay tribute to him. He died at the age of only 70 of a brain cancer. He's going to be transferred to Egypt to be buried there. And he is a source of pride for all Muslims worldwide. This is the one who seeks dunya through knowledge. And the one who seeks the akhirah has to go through the gate of knowledge. And the one who wants both have to go through the gate of knowledge too. Before I conclude, this coming Thursday we're going to begin our 17th annual youth camp. This one here, the summer camp for the youth. It's going to be 4 hours north of LA in Cambria, overlooks the Pacific Ocean. And we need your help because this campground is really expensive. And we have a deficit of about $10,000. We tried hard to raise the money and the kids are paying. Now we have about 90 participants who are coming, but still we have deficit. Still we have deficit. We live in a state called California. And you know what it means to live in this state. So, and we are trying to help them because I have seen the effect on them when they come for 3 nights and they live a good environment, a good environment of intellectuality, spirituality, and social life. They return good people. They return good sons and daughters to their families and ultimately good citizens in this country. So we need to encourage them. We need this type of interaction, this type of education. We need to support this. So I urge you, my sisters and my brothers, whoever can sponsor a single one for $250, please do so. We have envelopes, Brother Mushtaba, at the desk outside, if you can bring them. And you can put a pledge, or you can put the cash, or the check, or the credit card, or your telephone number, so you can help us. And inshallah, when you help the mu'mineen, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will help you and help your family and facilitate your affairs for you, inshallah. If you can distribute them within the sisters and the brothers. And so, inshallah, we will, and you encourage them to attend on the 18th of August, Saturday. ستكون جلستنا باللغة العربية يوم السبت العشرين من هذا الشهر. On the 20th of this month, which is going to be Saturday, at 7:45 p.m. we're going to have a session in the language of the Holy Quran, اللغة العربية إن شاء الله. اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات تابع اللهم بيننا وبينهم بالخيرات إنك مجيب الدعوات إنك غافر الخطيئات إنك ماحي السيئات وجاعلها حسنات إنك على كل شيء قدير وعجل اللهم في فرج مولانا وإمامنا صاحب العصر والزمان وإلى أرواح المؤمنين والمؤمنات ثواب الفاتحة مع الصلاة على محمد وآل محمد.